Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. I hope everyone's well, again, whether here or out there. Again, we're on page 13, Simon Gimel, Siv Zion. So next last line in the Machaber. So again, in Simon Gimel, we've been talking about basically the idea, the concept that's going throughout is the idea of Tznius. We discussed the Bir Halacha from the Smak, that the Smak holds its Tznius, again, as a mitzvah from the Torah. And again, we were discussing about our conduct or one's conduct in the restroom. So again, well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Because again, in historical context, as I mentioned last couple of days, they didn't have indoor plumbing like we do that we take for granted. Right, and they had to go in outhouses or even less than that. And yesterday we finished in Vav discussing about, once we're discussing about what directions a person can or cannot face, let's say they're out in the open and going to the bathroom. So we also spoke about the Machaber's Mishnah Berurah, and we had a whole discussion about that, about sleeping positions. Again, not on the side that we'll discuss later, on the side, on your back, or other. But again, the direction of the bed. So in Zion, the Machaber says, "Amatal mayim mi'atzofim lifnim." If someone urinates, again, we're not talking about a bowel movement; we're talking about urinating. But you're from the tzofim and in, or closer. And the Rama explains, Perush, "Makom she'achom liros misham harabais." The tzofim is again a letzafet, right? Means to see, to have a vista. Right? To have a view. So therefore, what's the view? The ultimate view. The view of seeing the harabayis. But further out from there, as you can see, it brings from Rashi, you cannot see the Makom HaMikdash. So as we know, I think we call it Mount Scopus. I don't know what a scope is. Oh, maybe a scope is like a scope. Like maybe that's where... Because we call it Har Tzofim, right, in Hebrew. Har Zesim, Har Tzofim, right, you know. So maybe that's where it comes from. I don't know. Yeah. Right, I'm saying it's, it could be some, it sounds like it, yeah. Yeah, maybe that's where a scope came from. Yeah, yeah, very interesting. So anyways, so therefore... lo yeshev ve'opan of l'kape kodesh. So again, here we're talking about urinating. You shouldn't urinate facing the Makom HaMikdash for the obvious reasons. You know, it's again, even though it's urinating, but still it's not, you know. Now again, so we saw yesterday that when a person's doing a bowel movement, they shouldn't face certain directions because of the Shekhinah. But here we're not talking about that. Here we're talking about urinating. So again, that's a problem only if you're within eyeshot, if you want to use that term, of the Makom HaMikdash. Ella, next page. Ella, letzofa on darom, you face north or south. Or you saw like a kodesh studim, or go to the side, move to the side so you're not facing the Makom HaMikdash. Now, okay, so let's go on Ches. Now again, now we're not talking about necessarily you're in Eretz Yisrael or in Yerushalayim, or near Yerushalayim, I should say. But if a person's going to the bathroom out in a field, again, and that was very common in those days, not that long ago. If if you could go behind the... a fence, yeah, that's where I was looking for. So then you could do your needs right away. because again, person doesn't see anything because you have the fence in the way. Again, it doesn't have to be a fence, it could be any barrier. You'll see the concept. Vika, but in an open area, like a field or whatever, Yisraka Gamakam Shalo Yuchal Chavero Liros Pro. So then you have to go far away enough so that a person doesn't see what you're doing. Because again, it's not sneistic. I guess not. No, but again, they didn't have those in those days. I mean, maybe they had lattice work. Lattice work.
They had wood or stone.
Yeah. So in Tetz, the Machaber says, Lo yeshe b'mehera v'chozek, shouldn't sit down to do a bowel movement quickly and with push yourself. Lo yanos lidchok atzmo yos midai, you shouldn't push yourself too much. Shlo yanake shenar karkashta, so that you don't injure yourself, right? We know this is true. You need a certain amount of pressure, but again, you know, like... So again, this really brings up an idea that, you know, you should give yourself the time to go to the bathroom. A lot of people, you know, are in a rush. Everybody's in a rush always. But again, it's a delicate balance, not take too much time. But again, famous halacha in Yud, lo yekaneach b'yad yamin. When you clean yourself after going to the bathroom, you should not clean yourself with your right hand. So the question is why? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin, the Chofetz Chaim says, "Mivnei kosher but filin al zrua smali," because you use that right hand to tie your tefillin onto your left hand. Right. So in other words, so this hand is used for a mitzvah, you know, and it touches the tefillin. So therefore, it would not be right. It would not be correct. I was about to say right, but it is right. Well, whatever. So we're going to talk about that. Excuse me. Now, the Chofetz Chaim says, if you go a little further, he says, look for more reasons. There are more reasons in the Gemara. So the Gemara, in Brachos Samach Beis Amud Aleph, does obviously bring other reasons. So it's interesting, some of those reasons. One reason is that you don't use your, you shouldn't use your right hand because it's coming up faster than you realize, right? in Hazinu, right, we're finishing Bamidbar, Meretz Hashem, Balei Latova this week, then Dvarim, and Shabbos Chazon, and then, right? So it's coming up pretty quickly before you know it. As I tell people, you know, like, Tisha B'Av, it's Rosh Hashanah already, you know, like, it's done, you know, like Pesach for sure. But the Torah says it in Hazinu. He says, "Mimi no from his right hand, from Hashem's right hand, H das lomo." H das is referring to the fire. Is referring to dust, the dust of fire, the fiery doctrine. I don't know, whatever. Dust. He made known. So therefore, that's where we see in, you know, whatever. We see that that when we refer to Torah, it's talking about that Hashem was Torah was given by with the right hand, so to speak, a kaviyachol, right? But what's interesting enough, and especially in our day and age, especially after we just the world just experienced or still experiencing with the coronavirus, is another interesting reason the Gemara says is because you don't want to use your right hand, because the right hand, for most people, is the hand that you'll bring to your mouth, let's say when you eat or so on and so forth, right? It's your most people's stronger hand. Yeah, but they're using a cup. But so that, to me, is very fascinating. Again, you don't need me to tell you this, but we know that until not long ago, people do not believe in germs, right? That's why, unfortunately, many thousands of Jews were killed during plagues because they thought the Jews cast a cell. They didn't realize, let's say during the Black Plague and other plagues, there was germs and bacteria and all this type of stuff. But here we see Chazal were keenly aware of it, right? What's the most, one of the most toxic things is a person's excrement. So, right, we see this, right? So therefore, again, we'll learn more about this later. So, again, that's very interesting. Now, what this brings us to, again, is, let's say those fortunate few, such as myself, who are left-handed, right? Not like you unfortunate souls who are right-handed. But, at least, I don't know who's out there, but, Us fortunate 10%, right? We know, but smaller is better. But anyways, what's the nafka mina and halacha between all those three reasons we just brought? Again, the Machaber said the reason, the Mishnah Berurah said the first reason, primary reason it seems from the Mishnah Berurah, is because you don't use your right hand to clean with. It's not a nice thing to do. So therefore, you shouldn't do it with the right hand because that's what you use to tighten your tefillin. Then the other reason is hygiene. That's the last reason we brought it. The middle reason is Torah was given with the right. So of those three reasons for lefties, one doesn't apply. Mimi no, Eshtar Slomo, right? Hashem gave it, so to speak, Kaviyachol, with his right hand. That has nothing to do with me. I mean, it does, but not. But the other two reasons, again, if you say the last reason, like I mentioned, that's hygiene because that's the hand that you take to your mouth because it's your prominent hand. So then for me, I'm left-handed. So therefore, I should... we tell a person to clean themselves with their left hand, to clean with their weaker hand, because a stronger hand, right? So for me, then, my predominant hand that I take to my mouth, so to speak, is my left hand, so then I should use my right hand. The same thing with the Mishnah Berurah's reason, right? The reason of tying the tefillin. So I tie, bind, whatever word you want to use, my tefillin to my right arm with my left hand. And that's the way the post can come out, is that for a lefty should clean himself with the right hand. Because two out of the three reasons apply to a lefty in that way. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also says, no matter which hand you use, if you're left-handed or right-handed, he says, Tov li zar, you should be careful, again, this is from the Shlah, that you should not wipe, even with when you're using your offhand, right? You should be careful not to more or less use your middle finger, even if you're of your offhand. Think why. Again, the predominant reason we brought, the first reason was tefillin. So your middle finger is where the three wraparounds go around. So you're right, it's your offhand. And so for tying, we say your predominant hand, you should use the other hand. But again, lemaisa, that finger has the tefillin wrap around it. Those are the most important wrappings, right? We see, for example, by Hilchos Tefillin Mitzvah Hashem, we should get to it, that the ritzua, the minimum length of ritzua, is that you're able to tighten, make the knot, you know, where the tefillin is, and then go around, and then go not the seven twines on your forearm. I mean, you're supposed to do that, but as far as minimum, let's say Chas v'Shalom, somebody's tefillin strap broke, right, and they're stuck. So then the minimum size is that you tighten it, go around, and then you go straight to the finger and go around, and able to go around three times. So you see the wrapping around that middle finger three times is very essential. So therefore, the Shlah says, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, you should use your offhand, but not the middle finger of your offhand. Okay? Okay. Right. And then he brings down the acronym, say, as I said before, that a lefty should use their right hand. Okay? Good. So again, this is a very famous halacha. Yural, back upstairs. Lo yekanech becheres misrum akshafim. Shouldn't use a piece of shard, piece of a broken pottery, because of kishafim. V'loa asavim yiveshim, and you shouldn't use dried grass, vegetation. Shamanakanech v'davar sha'or sholibo, because if you clean yourself with something that sunlight rules over it or hit goes on it, shina v'taktanos nosho. So it causes dental issues. Another interesting halacha, and you shouldn't use a something that someone else used to clean themselves with. Very interesting. Maybe as Adam l'day taktanim, again, it's not healthy. And the Rama says, "V'akshar shabata akisa shalanu eino misada." But now the Rama says, again, this is the 1500s, that our bathrooms are not out in the field. Nagula kaneak b'cheres, so they use a piece of pottery, and v'chei nagula kaneak b'dover shar sholipo, and we use things that. That were exposed to light or fire. Now the Mishbur explains, except for a cheres, which the Machaber said you shouldn't use, as you mentioned before. Ve'ino mazik, pochazi amai amad devra. And go out and see, that's what people do. So again, this should make us appreciate the times that we live in. Right? Because this is what people... I remember when I was in high school, so we had a very big Talmud Chacham Zayin Zanis, love me well, Rabbi Spurka, what an amazing parish on the Shar Gemilah of the Ramban. And anyway, so he was amazing. He introduced me to Musser and Iyun, and an amazing Rabbi. And he used to learn with us Mishnah Brura. So we're learning Mishnah Brura Hilchos Shabbos. So you know, by Hilchos Shabbos, there's all these things also. What can you use to clean yourself on Shabbos because of Muksa and other things? I still remember, this was not yesterday, let me put it that way. And I remember Rabbi Spurgos Zangazin saying, Rabbi said we're going to skip this, he just said he couldn't handle it. You know, because, you know, how they used to clean themselves, and, you know, like, so again, you know. Anyways.
What's the connection between
Paris
and
Kishafi? That's past my pay scale. Yud Beis. Yifna Betznios, just to finish off our session tonight, but again, this gets into the overall, overarching discussion. There's Yifna Betznios Belaila, Kamo Beyom, that when you go to the bathroom at night, it should be the same thing as during the day. Again, bearing in mind that they had to go outside or out in the field or out in the open, and, you know, so again, obviously, the idea is a person say, well, it's dark. So I don't have to be so careful about all the niceties that we mentioned before. Because it's nighttime, it's dark. And now, again, don't forget, they didn't have lights on the street. So when it was got dark, it was dark. Right? It was very dark. So, again, you could say that, you know, nobody sees me anyways. What difference does it make? So the answer is, as we all know, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down in a beautiful line, it says, Ki lefanav yisbarach hashecha ke'ora. Right? Because the idea here is we're talking about, it's not, there is, as we've seen yesterday and today, an idea of being aware of other people. But again, we started off in Aleph, Sif Aleph, talking about that even if nobody's there, the awareness that Hashem is there. And so therefore, that doesn't make a difference, whether it's night or day, light or dark, it doesn't make a difference. And therefore, a person has to conduct themselves properly, even in those circumstances, even if it's nighttime. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.